By the time the Acadians had made their way over centuries from France to Canada, through dispersal and into the swamps of Louisiana, they had experienced immense hardships. Life was no easier there. A hard scrabble existence for survival amidst great poverty, prejudice, inequity, and isolation. So it is more than a little remarkable that these Acadians turned Cajuns created one of our nation's truly joyous traditions of both music and dancing. Often with nothing more than a fiddle, a simple push-button accordion, a triangle, and their voices, they would create a fado-do at the end of a long week's work with such joie de vivre that generations would take to the dance floor together to waltz and jitterbug the night away. By the time I made it to New Orleans in the 1980s, Cajun culture had expanded beyond the swamps and become a part of that city's spicy gumbo of musical offerings. So early in my time living there, I discovered the Maple Leaf Bar, where the Filet Cajun Band had a standing gig every Thursday evening. Packed into that bare room with a simple raised stage, dancers took to the floor, sweating in the sweltering heat, while spinning and spiraling the night away, fueled by buoyancy and a bottle or two of Abita. Now, the kind of dancing I had known mostly entailed a whole group of people bobbing and hopping about with scarcely a sense of rhythm, much less any semblance of a recognizable form. Even if in a particular dance we had an actual partner, there was little indication of the remotest sort of coordination. It was less soul train than a train wreck. So I leaned on the maple leaf walls, looking on with envy at those whose deft dancing was eased by an inevitable release of care. Partners so seamless, they moved as one, smiling as they gyrated through a dizzying series of complex coordinated moves. Until one night, a patient friend took me by the hand, led me into the dark alley outside, and gave me my very first Cajun dance lesson. Tempered by generous persistence and laughter, after a while, my two left feet became a left foot and a half. Lessons then with the suave Randy Spira. And I soon became a regular at the Maple Leaf on Thursdays and at Tipitina's on Sundays, developing, if I do say so myself, a certain comfortable, confident competence. And there, in a city so full of hardships, a city tortured and troubled with what some called third world conditions, I'd wage war for justice and equity during the days and retreat often to the dance floor at night and to festivals on the weekends where Cajun dancing became a regular part of my life. Joy, delight, conviviality, energy spilling over into a wonder-filled dance. Half a world away in that same decade, down in the southern end of the massive African continent, apartheid divided South Africa. A beloved leader, Nelson Mandela, remained imprisoned. The second most maligned politician in history. From across the border in Zimbabwean guerrilla training camps came an act so subversive that it was banned, outlawed for its dangerous capacity to disrupt. It was dancing. The toy toy is an intense dance in which participants jog or jump from one foot to the other with high knees, their hands raised above their heads in fists, accompanied by rhythmic chanting or singing. The toy toy is never a solo dance. Rather, masses of people bounce down the street, synchronized in their penetrating movement. And who could trust defiant revolutionaries who danced? So the government sought to shut it down, outlawed this organized dance, only they discovered it could not be suppressed. Rage, determination, power, insistence spilling over into an awe-filled dance. Sometimes it is joy that sets us to dancing. Sometimes we dance even when we've been broken open. Sometimes life's dance is done despite, and sometimes because of, in the midst of fighting, and when we're perfectly free. Is that why my dear friend and colleague Kathleen McTeague beckons the light to guide our footsteps? Is that why she summons the darkness to salve us with a sort of rest that will enable us to give ourselves to the work of the world? Khaki knows better than most of us that the wholeness of our lives entails the weaving of light and shadow. And with fierce faith, she calls all of us, in good times and in tempests, in joy and in rage, in delight and in defiance, to what she calls this great and astonishing dance in which we move. This great and astonishing dance. Weaving here in this community the joys and sorrows of our own lives with the beauty and pain of our world. This great and astonishing dance, weaving here in this community birth and death, celebration and setback, uprising and uplift, an ache that breaks our hearts. And an arc that bends even still towards justice. We danced fixed forms that free us, and danced determination that keeps us alongside one another, still at it, in the crazy confusion of this chapter in our nation and in our national movement. We dance together, member and minister, children, youth, and adults, with open arms for visitors as well. We dance together. The toy toy sent terror into the hearts of the oppressors because it was danced defiantly by the masses. We, too, are so much stronger when we dance together. I learned also in rhythm with my Cajun companions. It is almost always the case that this great and astonishing dance in which we move is made immeasurably better when one can dance in sync with a partner. I have a distinct sense that I will discover at very long last, and not nearly soon enough, that the same can be true for ministry.